Robert Malley is Middle East Program Director at the International Crisis Group. He also served in the Clinton administration as an advisor on Israeli-Palestinian affairs. Good morning.
Good morning.
Is it too early to declare the roadmap at an end?
Well, you know, it's hard to imagine a beginning far worse than the one we've just witnessed. But at the same time, it would be naive to imagine a beginning far better than it. Everyone knew that there was going to be violence, that violent acts were going to continue, despite the introduction of the roadmap and despite the nice pictures coming from Aqaba. And violence has become so part of the fabric of what Palestinians and Israelis have had to deal with for the last 2.5 years. And the point of the roadmap was to try to find a way to end the violence. We can't let violence end it, and we can't expect that just introducing the roadmap would have ended. So, no, I don't think that what's happened has doomed the roadmap. The roadmap had pretty slim chances of success at the beginning, but it's not the violence that would doom it. What would doom it is the lack of political will in Jerusalem, in Ramallah, and in Washington.
Seems every time that peace efforts in the Middle East are launched, there's another suicide bombing or an Israeli attack in the occupied territories. How can the U.S. move forward with any plan under those circumstances?
Well, I think the U.S. has to continue with the logic that it says that it embraced with the roadmap and with Aqaba, which is to give the new Palestinian Prime Minister, Mahmoud Abbas, a chance to do what he has said from the beginning he would try to do, which is to reach a ceasefire with these groups, Hamas and others. And that means that they have to give him the means to do it. They have to give him some time. Obviously, Israel has to continue to do what it needs to do to protect its security, but not take steps that are making it absolutely impossible for the Palestinians to reach that ceasefire. And then you need pressure from Arab groups, from others, to get Hamas to cease. And you'll need in parallel a commitment by Israel to stop these kinds of assassinations unless they're strictly dictated by security concerns. And the U.S. has to work with our partners, with others, to get everyone to agree to that kind of roadmap, which is what the roadmap actually was.
What influence do other countries have, Egypt and Jordan, for example, in ending the violence and effecting a peace agreement?
Well, they have a big role now. In particular, Egypt has a role to try to get Hamas to resume the ceasefire talks and to agree to ceasefire, and they have a big role in helping the Palestinian Authority reconstitute its security services. But again, that won't be workable if Israel doesn't take steps first to commit to stopping some of its acts, which are not dictated by preventive concerns or by punitive concerns, and if it doesn't take steps to improve the lives of Palestinians, because ultimately they're the ones who have to put pressure on Hamas to stop its terrorist acts.
Is international intervention in the region a viable option?
Well, we're seeing some of it already. The U.S. intervention is of an international type. If this process doesn't work, I think what we're going to have to see is a much more robust international intervention. It may take a long time before we see that because there's a lot of resistance, in particular on the Israeli side. But if Mahmoud Abbas fails, our Palestinian prime minister, I dread to think of where we go, and probably the only option then which would have to come is a much more robust international reaction with people on the ground.
How does the roadmap differ significantly from other Middle East peace initiatives?
It doesn't. I mean, the truth is the roadmap is a compilation of many of the initiatives that have preceded it and that have failed, which goes back to the point I made, which is it's not the roadmap itself that's going to succeed or fail. It's the political will. There seems to have been a change on the Palestinian side, a new prime minister. On the Israeli side, a desire, at least a willingness to acknowledge that they have to make some changes, that they have to end the occupation. And on the American side, a president who seems to be far more determined than he's been over the last 2 years. So it's not the roadmap in and of itself as a document. It's a good document. What really matters is the political will behind it. There seemed to have been a change in that, and we'll just have to see how long that lasts or if it really existed in the first place.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bob.
Robert Malley is Middle East Program Director at the International Crisis Group.